Now, granted, it hasn't been my best tomato crop this year. In fact, probably the poorest production I've ever seen in my garden. It took multiple transplants through a wet spring and slow growth through cool days. Instead of that first heavenly bite, early arrivals felt like mush and lacked any flavor. Then, much to my dismay, green and barely red fruit was snatched from me in the dead of night by a repetitive visitor. The intruder devoured over a dozen tomatoes and completely inhaled at least three cantaloupe, only hours from picking perfect. So you can bet your homegrown tomatoes that each one that has landed on my counter and has finally ripened and been spared from marsupial invasion is valued even higher. Now, that said, I still do not enjoy canning tomatoes. Oh, I love eating them in the winter, but the task to get them there is so time-consuming and laborious. And you only redeem a fraction of the return on what otherwise is dining at its best when fresh. Well, this year, it took extra incentive to conquer the chore, so I devised a strategy that would render the work as blissful as possible. I donned my apron and plastic gloves, readied my pots, knives, and scrap bucket, then pushed play. On the computer, that is. I found some beautiful music, the style that sounds like a movie's musical score. As my hands serrated and chopped and slopped, splattered and plopped mater juice, pulp, cores, and seeds into pots and buckets, my mind drifted to another time and place. I transported myself to a prairie knoll and envisioned my sloppy bun hair as tumbling waves of golden curls, sideswept by a gentle breeze. My gingham dress dotted with pastel roses swirled about my ankles, lilting higher on the downwind side. As I wiped the very real sweat with the back of my latex-gloved hand from my sink-hovering brow, I imagined a delicate wrist peeking from beneath a leather glove. The woman on the prairie cast her shaded eyes across a windswept valley of blue stem and Indian paintbrush, while I spied tomato juice splattering on the kitchen window's pane. From the painted prairie to a mountain in Switzerland, I was carried by the next Celtic tune. A slick and wrinkled tomato skin slid from my hand, but in my mind, the Swiss Miss picked daisies. While I stretched my aching back and groaned, she broke into a childlike run, leaping gleefully through mountaintop fields of flowers under brilliant blue skies. Hey, it works! The mundane task of maters turned out to be not as bad with a soundtrack. Pick your Disney princess with which you best identify. Is she the chore girl stepsister turned belle of the ball? Or the dark-haired Pollyanna taken in by a crisp apple and suddenly surrounded by short animated humanoids she chooses to care for with love and joy? See how it transforms your outlook? Tough tasks become meaningful accomplishments befitting our tenacious ancestors. Seeing the dirty work through the eyes of the innocent keeps us young and energetic. And if you are a mother of a herd of short humanoids, you deserve a beautiful theme song. So find some elevator music, take a deep breath, and go about your day with new perspective and a great soundtrack. This is Brenda Black. May God bless you as we swing the gilded gate closed for today.